terms of how to address this issue. Again, looking at it proactive. I mean, very well could be that no one can do this, but we just want to make sure that we're proactively address the issue in case it does happen.
John, has anybody even indicated?
No, sir.
No, so we've got zero.
Well, we probably wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't down in Carolina Beach, to be honest. Two blocks away.
Are you on number four of your agenda right now?
We're on number four, yes.
So the motion right now is that you recommend to council that we do not allow shipping containers anywhere in Carolina Beach, correct?
That's the motion.
Do you want to tackle possibly adding some sort of language to ordinance that would...
What I would recommend that if this motion passes, that we charge the town attorney to work with you to come up with language that would satisfy that, rather than trying to hammer out language right now. Okay. At least that would be my recommendation.
John, that's the intent of my motion.
Is part of that would be to direct the town attorney work with you to come up with language that would be appropriate in that case. And likewise, if that motion doesn't pass and there's another one, there still would be...
Sure. I didn't know if you were moving that way next.
It's my opinion that Commissioner Allen can vote.
Did you hear that, Alan? Or John?
Okay, John, you can vote. Right now, the motion on the floor is to essentially ban container homes from the town of Carey Beach, and if I could add an amendment to that, and also direct the attorney to work with John to develop the language to make that most effective. Is that okay?
Yes, totally accepted.
Since he can be there, does John want to say anything? Since we've now...
John, do you want to say anything?
No, I'm listening to the discussion. It turns out, you know, here in Hawaii, we have in March a homeless population, and they just recently set aside some land and started putting containers on that property to get the homeless off the beach and put them into low income housing.
I have to say that my father worked for Agency for National Development. He was in Zimbabwe and Kenya, and that's actually where these container homes first came up, is to ship them to Zimbabwe and Kenya. So he actually worked on this, and this was 30 years ago. That's surprising. All right, the motion is to ban container homes from the town of Carey Beach and to direct the attorney to develop appropriate language to that effect. Okay, is there further discussion? Okay, all in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Okay, opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. Did you vote?
Yes.
Aye. Okay. So it passes 4-1. Okay. So...
prior to us investigating this language, don't you think we ought to send the results of that motion to town council for them to tell us?
Well, since three of them are here, I think that's probably already done.
Okay.
Right. Oops, I guess she stepped up. So, at least two of them. I'll be glad to. Actually, I'm probably not going to be chair, so somebody else is going to be.
Prior to us drafting language.
Well, no, because their assignment was also draft language.
Okay.
During the meeting, it was not only to make a recommendation, but actually come up with language to support the recommendation. So that would be on the agenda for the next TNZ meeting, is to talk about the language to implement that particular motion. Okay. All right. Old business, chapter 19-373, political signs update from council. Again, presented that last time, council voted to support it and they scheduled a public hearing prior to the next council meeting. I think that's the only update on that one. And The next one is vacation rental nuisance violation data collection. Do we do have update? Oh, we have an update. All right.
I met with the chief a couple days ago last week, and he had indicated that there was still no data that they could mine. And one of the problems is the rentals by owners are not identified in the database. He said that the individual problems that have happened in a couple areas, they have personally talked to real estate agents and owners and feel they have taken care of that. He did offer to come to our next meeting to sit down and hear what each of the board members would like to have in this nuisance to better understand what we want of him. So I was told him I would do that, and if you all want to extend him an invitation to come and talk about this next time, he'd be glad to do it.
Is there a general feeling? I don't think we have to make a motion on this. Is there a general feeling to have the police chief come talk to that? Yes, sir. Okay.
All right, I'll let him know.
All right, next item, new business. Is there any new business? All right, next item is member items. This is the election of officers for 2016. We need to vote for both chairperson as well as vice chairperson. I've been chairperson now for about 6 years, and so I am not going to fill my hat in the ring for either one of those positions. Well, Alan, you were vice chair. Would you like to be chair?
I nominate John to be chair.
Which job?
Hang up on that.
We'll call him back.
He wants to be on speakerphone.
John, you've been nominated. Are you willing to serve?
Yes, I'm willing to serve.
Okay.
I'll do vice chair.
Okay, so there's a motion for John as chair and then Alan to continue as vice chair. Is there a second to that motion?
I second.
Okay, great. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Last item is motion to adjourn. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Who ended up being vice chair?
Motion to adjourn. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Congratulations, John.
Second. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.